Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in all ways. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome to Manifest Miracles with Michelle J. Lamont. That's me, your manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. All right. So if you're new to the show, welcome. You are home. Your angels, your guides, all of the energy on the planet is here because it wants you to raise your vibration so you can help the collective here on Earth. I am so excited for you today because today is a very emotional episode for me, for you, and for your soul. Your soul brought you here. The title of this episode is called, You're Not Depressed, You're Out of Alignment. Now, let me start by clarifying this. I am not a therapist, a psychologist, trained medically in any single way. My formal education can help you create maybe a business or expand your brand or help you get media placement. Now, my spiritual training, on the other hand, has given me a doctorate, a PhD, a Nobel Spirit Prize in alignment energy and converting this depression into alignment. And I get it. If you feel like your life isn't fun right now, you feel yourself just dragging through the day, if you feel like everything becomes an emotional roller coaster for you, and you constantly say, what's wrong with my life? Why do I feel so stuck? Or is it just plain like you just don't feel right? You feel out of sorts all the time. You wake up drained. You don't really feel like you know who you are. You don't really know how you see your life for what it is. Like, you believe your life is one thing, and then in actuality, it's something totally and completely false. You're constantly finding yourself looking up things on WebMD because there's something else medically wrong with you. oh, this is happening or this is happening. You have really like kind of lost that zest for life. Like you don't wake up impassioned and passionate. You don't wake up wanting to be aligned or find alignment. You're more comfortable in the shadows of your life instead of the sunshine of your life. Well, let me tell you something. Life is not supposed to feel like that. You are not meant to suffer. Things are actually supposed to not be this hard. You can have clarity. You can make more money working less. You can feel fulfilled, getting more meaning out of your business and your relationships. The fact is, when you and I, each soul, we are in our most natural state of alignment. We are in the truth of who we are. We've been lied to. We're not here to work hard all the time and to prove our worthiness of abundance to others. We're here to attract happiness, fulfillment, joy, pleasure. We are built for pleasure. We have nerve endings that are built for pleasure. We are supposed to wake up and smile and be happy and look at the things in our life that bring us joy and feel empowered by it. And if that is the disconnect of your life, then let me tell you something. It's a little controversial, but you are not depressed. You are out of alignment. And the good news is this. Here is the best part of all. And I'm not just saying this to say this, but when you are in alignment, when you are in your natural state of flow, the flow of the life that you were called here to be, your soul-driven reason to impact the world in whatever small or big way you were destined to be here to do, you won't feel this way anymore. You won't. Most of us don't even know how to identify these red flags. We just think this is what life is. Every now and then, something good happens, but the majority of our day is filled with one problem after another, one hurdle after another, one hustle after another, instead of a flow. A flow means that you just take it and go with it and take it and go with it. And when things seem out of alignment, this flow is stopped. It's clogged. It doesn't feel in its natural state. You feel like you used to be a fun person. Maybe that there was this part of you that enjoyed life and enjoyed things. And where is she or he or they? Where is that part of you? It hasn't disappeared. You didn't lose it on the side of the road. That's not what happened. And whenever I meet people like this or see people like this, I know that their soul is wanting that spiritual alignment more than anything in the world. And it's not the same as like somebody who is constantly blaming others for their problems. This is about me, myself, and I, you. You seeing the same patterns in your life over and over and over again and saying, well, this has happened again, this has happened again. Well, what are those coincidences telling us? That we're repeating habits and patterns that are not in alignment. So our soul, our spirit guides, our angels, they keep taking things up a notch. They're like, hold up, you really aren't getting this lesson at all. So here I am, I'm going to tell you more and more and more, and I'm going to show you. Maybe things get bigger. Maybe things get more emotional. Maybe they get physical. Maybe you get sick. Because the alignment state of your life, you wake up and you feel happy. I'm not saying like insane happy where you just ignore everything and there's no problems, there's no problems. No. That's not true at all. But when you are in alignment, you look to see, what am I learning here? Not how do I survive this? And if you've listened to past episodes and you're feeling any of these things, you know that I've gone down the rabbit hole of depression as well. And it wasn't that I was depressed. I sought therapy. This therapy sent me into an even deeper cycle. Because what is therapist's main goal in life? To have you keep coming. I want you to be so aligned with the vibration of your soul that the thought of popping a pill to solve something is disgusting to you. And the thought of happiness isn't foreign or on a vacation or in another place or another time. It's right here. It's right now. It's within each and every one of us. Now, what we're going to learn today about manifesting our miracle is that when we start to get in alignment with our soul purpose here on Earth, the teaching planet, with our spirits and our guides circling around us, begging us to pay attention, throwing numbers at us, throwing situations at us, throwing people at us. So we say, hey, isn't this what you wanted? Here it is right here. And you're like, well, it's never going to work out. Here's all the reasons why. Or I'm not going to even try it because, or, well, I've already been down that road in this. That's not balance. That's not joy. That's not happiness. That's not abundance. What is? Well, for me, I can tell you that when I wake up now, the first thing that I want to do is make my bed. That's not saying that this is what this show is about, but it shows you a difference of not being able to get out of bed at all. There were days and times that I would make up every excuse in the world to stay in bed. Oh, you know, this hurts, so I'm just going to stay in bed for the next day or two and binge on Netflix and order DoorDash and just forget the world around me, turn my phone off, isolate. And then when I was in a really dark place, it would go even deeper. How many Xanax could I take in one day? And then top it all off with an Ambien just to get the secret sauce right, to avoid of feeling anything. But once you're in alignment, meaning you are deeply connected to your higher self, these types of thoughts, they come, but they come softer and they come more manageable, and you look for a solution in a way that you didn't look for before. And you see it not everything as a personal affront to you, but that your guides and your angels that are surrounding you are trying to shine a light in an opportunity for you to expand, evolve, and move to the sunshine. We all know in a dark room, the teeny tiniest bit of light will make all the difference. And if you are in a dark, dark room right now, you're about to turn on a very good, beautiful light inside of you. I want you to hear this as clear as possible. Getting out in nature is the key to starting this alignment. Don't go with your phone. Leave that at home. Don't go with your music. Listen to the sounds of the universe. Put your feet in some earth. Touch and hold a flower without picking it. These are some of the vibrations that raise our soul. Our soul's energy has to feel completed and in charge to attract more loving vibration into our life. Now, I'm not saying that you just go outside, hug a tree, and you're not going to be depressed. What I'm saying is everything that you have ever felt is trying to communicate something to you. And as you start to peel back those layers of pain, you may open up new cans of shit. You might think, okay, I've been through this. Now I've forgiven the person who raped me. I forgave the person who stole from me. I forgave the person who cheated on me. I know it wasn't me. And then you think, all right, I'm ready. I'm going to get out there. I step out there and boom, new pile of shit. Evolution of your soul is possible and plausible and practical and will happen once you stop living in the energy that something is always coming for you. You are designed as a human body to receive and give pleasure. We are anatomically set up for that, spiritually, and my gosh, emotionally prepared to be happy. But a lot of us fear that, because then what do we have to hold on to? Can't say we're sick anymore. Can't say this, can't say that. Nope. And so one of the first things after you start getting outside more is, and this is a tough one, turn the TV off. Turn the news off. If you have social media, do it every other day for 45 days. When you get home, if you have a child, make sure your child's okay. Make sure your family's okay. And then turn off your phone. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you start practicing mindfulness and meditation. And then when you're spending 20 or 30 minutes a day listening to guided meditations, perhaps listening to high frequency music, like go to YouTube and search 528 megahertz or higher and just play it in your house. Give your house a sound bath. After 5 days, I want you to sit down and write down all of the things that truly give you joy. You're going to do not only a digital detox, but you're going to do a depression-filled detox. I am no longer sick. This thing is not going to kill me. I am not going to wake up and see the negativity in the situation. I'm going to wake up and be productive. I'm going to go outside in nature. And if you go to work at 7 a.m., go outside at 5:30 for 15 minutes every single day. And when you get home at whatever time, go outside in nature for 15 minutes. 30 minutes over 5 days with no sound but you and the earth and the energy of the universe. And then talk to your angel. Say, I don't want to be depressed anymore. Help me with this. I want to be in alignment. It no longer serves me to give energy to this version of me. The flip version of you is out of alignment. And the other side of the coin isn't. And trust your intuition. When something doesn't seem right, say so. Don't trap it inside. Don't be a people pleaser. Don't agree to everything. Respect yourself first. Even on the airplane, when we're on the plane, and if you haven't been on a plane, here's what they say. If you have, then you know this. In case of an emergency on the plane, an airbag will drop. You may not see it fill up, but it is working. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first. And once you have the oxygen that you need, you may then assist fellow passengers. So if you're the person that's avoiding all the things in your life and putting all your energy into other people's lives, you're going to be more and more depressed when those people don't put the energy into you. But when you fill your cup up, when you say, me first, what does my soul want for me? What makes me sing? What makes me happy? What makes me feel healthy? What makes me feel vibrant? What makes me feel whole? That is what is calling you. And that might be rescuing animals. That might be making cupcakes. That might be personal training. That might be teaching. That might be singing. That might be music. It might be traveling. But that little voice, that whisper that you keep ignoring, that's alignment. It's saying, over here, baby. You don't need a safety net of that. That safety net brings you down and keeps you controlled and keeps you small. That's not an alignment. That's a death sentence. And you didn't come here and plan to come here because you planned it. There was a whole team and you said, this is what I'm going to look like. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be. And then you come here and you forget everything. And the goal is to remember why we are here. We are here for a higher divine light purpose. To raise the vibration of our soul means that we raise the vibration of the souls around us. The alignment of our lives is the alignment of the universe and the planet's survival. We're in a 5D shift reality of our planet, and so many people are waking up to this realization. One thing we've learned in COVID is that time is not true. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is all one day. And so if there is no time and there is no constraint, you're not late for anything. You just arrived right on time. Welcome. Welcome to your joyful days. Welcome to tapping into the miracles in your life. They brought you to this podcast for a reason. And I'm telling you that you're not depressed. You're out of alignment. Don't take a pill for it. Don't take a drink for it. Don't take sex for it. Don't let yourself be small for it. Lift yourself up. Honor yourself. And when you honor yourself, you start to honor everything else. If something upsets you, say it. If something isn't okay with you, don't do it. If you see red flags going all over the place, pay attention. There are no coincidences. There are no coincidences. We choose which vibrations to connect to. We do. And when we choose to connect to the higher vibrations of our life, we choose peace over pain. We choose nature and nurture over medicine or making ourselves numb. And the suffering of ourselves ends. And for me, that extended in a lot of different ways. But I get where you are right now. I don't know where you are in your journey. If you don't feel like you're fabulous, if you don't feel like you're awake and alive and you wake up and you hop out of bed and you're dragging yourself through your day, I get it. I've been there. But it's time to agree that that isn't working and that that alignment for you means changing and shifting. And that can be very difficult. Your ego wants you to stay sick and sad and depressed because it's comfortable there. But your spirit is dragging you. Your angels and your spirit guides are saying, no, baby, come on, fight for me. And I'm asking you, as part of the collective, to hear that cry and to agree that you are ready to step into more sunshine than darkness. And trust your intuition. The gut doesn't lie. It's time for you to realize that your life here is supposed to be pleasurable. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to bring meaning to yourself and those around you in even the smallest way that you think. And you might hear Wayne, my dog, barking in the background. So I apologize. But even Wayne wants you to hear this. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be charismatic with the things that you want in your life, to attract into your life. And so do I. Because when we are in our highest alignment is when we are doing what we are here to do. In small and big ways, those vibrations carry everything into the universe. So first do a digital detox. Get out in nature. Honor yourself first. And after 5 days of this detox, I want you to sit down and write down the things that would make you the happiest right now, whether that's going out and gardening, going to a vacation, whatever it is, being around people, being around animals, wherever that vibration is taking you, ask your soul, ask your angels and your guides to intercept in your life. Say, I invite all high vibrational beings to intercept in my life so I can see clearly the alignment for me. And as a manifestation coach, I can tell you that there's so many ways that you can do this on a daily basis. You just have to agree that you're no longer willing to live in that lower vibration. And whatever comes your way, you're going to take it on head on and deal with it. You're not going to suppress it. You're going to say out loud what it is. And then you're going to see the lesson in it. Thank it for visiting you. And then move past it. Because when you're in alignment, those little bumps in the road are just that. They're no longer the size of the Grand Canyon. They're literally speed bumps. So I invite you to take me up on my challenge and then to email me, go to my website, go to my social media, my Instagram, wherever you find me, and leave a comment and say something. Now, if you've enjoyed this podcast and you're ready for your alignment to happen and there's something that's been ignited in you, I beg you to write a review and to share this with others. Because the more people that are in alignment, the higher the collective is and the vibration of our world rises. When we are surrounded by more aligned people, we are surrounded by less victim blamers, less naysayers, less depression, more people who are healthy, more people who are happy, more people who are abundant. Because we know that we are the light in the world and our light needs to be lit. Doesn't mean it has to be megawatt bulbs all the time. But it should feel like that the majority of the time. And I'm ready for you to be part of that team, the team of joy, happiness, peace, and abundance, and to step into your alignment and to move away from the situations that drag us down and bring us down. You are not here to suffer. You are not. Please, please disregard any notions of that. It's just not true. So I say to you, try this little plan and tell me how you feel. And then once you get done 5 days, do it for 10. And then when you've done 10, do it for 15, and then 20, and then 30, and then change it to your daily divine light aligned life. And you'll look back and say, how did I ever function in that energy? You weren't, but you are now. For me, it took about 13 months of this practice to really, really feel like every day I wanted to wake up and I was happy. And it took about 40 something years of being in the other vibration to get to the place where I wanted to change for 13 months. So there's nobody who's late to the party. There's no feeling that you have that somebody else hasn't had, but you're going to be connected to your highest self, your healthiest and your most healed self, your abundant self, your manifesting miracle self. And I really and truly hope that this has been something that gives you a direction and a way of living that's opposite of how you feel right now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming to this podcast over and over and sharing it and writing reviews and telling others. And I send you love, peace, joy, and happiness, and most of all, abundance always and in all areas of your life. Mwah! I love you. I'm wrapping my arms around your soul, and I'm telling your soul that it's welcome. And thank you for bringing you here. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and this is Manifest Miracles.